But Nick, how about that Independence Day movie?
There's a lot of bad shit going on in that movie. It opens up and Hillary Clinton is, it's not Hillary, but it's basically Hillary Clinton. President right. Hillary giving
President
a speech.
Bitch.
Yeah. And
sorry. That really did land.
Whoa, dude.
Space Hillary's giving a speech and she's like, as you all know, there's been no wars since the aliens left. And it's like, you would never say that in the context.
right.
Like, nobody talks like that.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, there's been no war. You know, it's all this like bullshit exposition to catch you up, you know, on what the starting point for the movie is. But it's like, that's where the last one left off. You can just assume that there hasn't been
right.
some war unless you wrote it into this, you know, your perfect world scenario.
Uh-huh.
And, it's like, there's been no war since we beat the aliens and we've used their technology to help. Now that's why we have, like, space flight or something now.
Right.
And anyhow, just, you know, happy 4th of July, America. That's where the movie's starting. And then it cuts to her in the office and she's like, great speech, Elizabeth. And she'd been reading over it and it's like, it's a terrible speech. You're just using it to get to, you know, the beginning of the movie.
Sure.
So why even say great speech? Just have her just look over and be like, oh, okay. And then it cuts to the hallway outside, and there's a picture, there's like a poster hanging on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the Oval Office, there's like,
right.
for whatever reason, just jammed into the corner.
Yeah.
A picture of Will Smith, and it looks like just a still from the first movie. It looks like they just stripped all the text off the first movie.
Wait, he's not in it though, right?
No, and you see a black guy come into the shot, and you only see the back of his head, and you're like, there's Will Smith, and then it shows the front of his head, and it's not Will Smith, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then the president, Madam President, greets that guy, and she's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Sorry your dad's dead, by the way, and he couldn't be here.
Sorry your dad had to do Suicide Squad and he couldn't be here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, basically. It's just so poorly done, the
That's
entire
awesome.
Movie. Yeah.
Hell yes, dude.
And then
now
you know, and then
it.
The whole idea is like there's been no war or whatever, but then they have to go to like meet with these African warlords that carry swords and Jeff Goldblum's all like scared when he meets them. And it's like you just said there's been no war. Why would he be afraid of these people?
Dude, what happens? The aliens come back and fuck shit up?
The aliens come back and they defeat them by doing literally the exact same thing they did in the first one.
So it's basically like Star Wars where
yeah, they
like,
have like an alien, they have a secret alien ship and then they have to go inside the mothership.
They have to shoot a really small hole.
Now there's like two motherships or something. I think they learned, I don't know. I mean, it was the same thing with Force Awakens, how Force Awakens fucking sucked.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, that was good. It's like, no, it just wasn't as bad as the fucking
prequels.
Those first three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
well, it's just the same movie.
It was
movie.
The same plot. I mean, there was some cool shit in
it. I guess that's what they're doing with the Independence Day. They're like, yeah, let's just make the same exact movie, not go crazy with it,
mm-hmm.
bring everyone back that we can, except the one guy that made the movie a blockbuster hit.